Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about acreage history and yield updates. As part of the passage of the 2014 Farm Bill, both the direct and countercyclical, DCP, and average crop revenue election, ACRE, programs were eliminated. Two new programs, ARC, which is agricultural risk coverage that offers revenue protection for both price and production, and PLC, which is price loss coverage, that offers price protection against prices set by statute, reference prices for specific covered commodities. Those are both enacted. The Farm Bill also allows landowners a one-time decision to reallocate base acres and or update the countercyclical yields on their farms. The reallocation of base acres is determined by the farm's 2009 through 2012 planning history of covered commodities. The updated of countercyclical yields is determined by taking the simple average of the years 2008 through 2012, where the covered commodity was planted in those years. In Iowa, covered commodities include barley, corn, grain sorghum, oats, soybean, and wheat. Point to note, base acres for any farm cannot be increased for any reason. However, base acres can be reallocated if the farm owner chooses to do so. Some key dates to keep in mind for the new ARC-PLC program. Yields and bases can be updated from now until February 27th. Producers have through March 31st of next year to elect which program, either ARC or PLC, they wish to participate in for the life of the Farm Bill through 2018. And following the March 31st date, the enrollment process for both the 2014 and 15 crop years will begin. For those producers interested in learning more about the ARC and PLC programs, Iowa State University and the Cass County Farm Service Agency are going to be holding a Farm Bill program computer lab workshop Thursday, January 8th at the Iowa Western Community Center in Atlantic from 1 to 4 and again from 6 to 9 p.m. There is a $5 registration fee and seating is limited. To reserve your spot for the workshop, please call the Cass County Extension Office at 243-1132 to pre-register. Now a reminder for our fruit, vegetable, and small grain producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yield, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Beginning with the 2015 crop year, FSA will be providing producers with increased coverage level options. For a basic fee of $250 per crop with a maximum of $1,875 total, producers can purchase 50-55 coverage, which is coverage of 50% of production at a 55% price level. By have coverage of 50-100, 55-100, 60-100, or 65-100 are also available for the basic rate plus a premium with a maximum premium of $6,262.50. All BAP coverage levels are at 100% of the average market price. Because 2015 application sales closing dates for several NAP crops have already passed before FSA published the regulations and made BAP coverage available, producers may still obtain BAP coverage for those crops for the 2015 crop year until January 14 of 2015. Spring crops, including fruits, vegetables, oats, barley, sorghum, and spring wheat, have a sales closing date of March 15 of 2015. For more information on the NAP program and how it may fit into your farm operation, contact your local FSA office. Next, a brief reminder for our land producers. Eligible producers have until January 31, 2015 to apply for loan deficiency payments, LDPs, for unshorn pelts produced during the 2014 crop year. Eligible producers must have beneficial interest in the pelts, own the lamb for at least 30 calendar days before the date of slaughter, and sell the unshorn lamb for immediate slaughter. Producers must also comply with wetland conservation and highly erodible land conservation provisions on all lands they operate or in which they have an interest. To qualify for payments, pelts must have been produced by an eligible producer from live unshorn lambs of domestic origin in the United States. And now some notes about the Federal Crop Insurance Program. Farm Service Agency has joined with the Risk Management Agency to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse in the Federal Crop Insurance Program. FSA has been and will continue to assist RMA and insurance providers by monitoring crop conditions throughout the growing season. In addition, FSA will refer all suspected cases of fraud, waste, and abuse to RMA. Producers can report suspected cases to the FSA County Office, RMA Office, or the Office of the Inspector General. Next, foreign investor rules. Foreign owners of U.S. agricultural land are required by law to report their land holdings, acquisitions, leases of 10 years or more, and land use changes within 90 calendar days of their purchase to the local county FSA office. Failure to report these changes can result in civil penalties up to 25% of the fair market value of the interest in the agricultural land. And finally, some reminders for our livestock producers. Livestock Forage Program, LFP, enrollment opened back in April of this year. This program provides compensation to eligible livestock producers who suffered grazing losses due to the droughts dating back to October 1 of 2011. Cass County producers were eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought of that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of a farming operation. Producers must have been listed on the farm, have an interest in the livestock, and certified the pasture was used for grazing. LFP payments were calculated based on 60% of the lesser of either the monthly feed costs for covered commodities, covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producers. Producers who have not applied are reminded the deadline to file a notice of loss and application for payments of the 2011 through 14 LFP programs is January 30th of 2015. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, Merry Christmas, and have a great day.